Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. I am so excited to share this day with you. I have two of my besties on with me. Birdie, where have you been?
I am back. You know, Woo! It's Saturdays. It's, you know, it's, I'm moving and grooving on Saturdays, but I could, you know, I was able to make it today. So I'm happy to be here. I missed you guys.
We missed you too. My goodness. I thought maybe you like flew like down to Capistrano or something. Maybe you're like, you know, on a migration or something. I didn't know for sure.
I do have a tendency to like hop in the car and like disappear to the beach by myself sometimes. You know, it happens.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah,
to
I've been
me.
Doing a little bit of that stuff just so yeah, it's fun.
A beach on the ocean?
Yeah, like on the ocean.
Oh, amazing.
Right? I know. Rob, you're here.
I'm here.
Yay! How was your week with the trees?
It was amazing.
It was
magical. I think it's like I love working with the trees and but also the people. And like one guy said this week, and it just really stuck with me. And it's like I didn't realize that so many of the trees here, they're really tall and they're quite old. And I thought they were you know, maybe the original trees or but like no, a lot of the clients that I have, they're like, no, like one guy yesterday, he said, we've been here for 57 years. He's like, I planted that tree. Like, he's like, it was the second one that was there. He's like, so I guess 56 years ago, because the first one died, but a really massive, big beech tree.
Wow.
And so, yeah. And so it was like, I couldn't even put my arms around it. Like, so it was probably, well, the circumference was definitely over 6 feet, but I'm 6'3". And so my arms, like, you know, barely got around the base of it. So, but you know, it was awesome because he said the trees are our family. And I was like, I totally agree with you.
That's so cool.
And so, you know, I'm just getting to meet a lot of people and it's just wonderful. And it's a lot of work though. Today I'm very like, I had to do extra Qigong and try to balance it out because some of it is very repetitive, you know, work. So like my shoulders and arms get a really big workout and like my upper back. So I've got to kind of balance out with other exercises today. And I went for a beautiful, beautiful, long, long walk down by the creek today. And it's, everything's in full bloom up here in Canada. So it's amazing.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I say up here in Canada, but it could be down here in Canada, depending.
I think you are down there for me. You're down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me.
Which sounds weird to say.
I'll just say over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to share something special with you. I did not know you were 6'3". Bill was 6'3".
Aww. I'm like a midget on stilts though. I always say that because I'm all legs, you know. I'm like without my long legs, I'd be like 5'9".
You know, you just earned yourself a new nickname. Okay. Your name is Legs from now on.
Legs, that's it.
You can call me Getaway Sticks if you want.
Getaway Sticks.
Let's just call him Stilts. That's even better.
Stilts even better. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh my gosh, it really sounds good. It fits you. Hey, Stilts.
I
just tried it out. Okay.
Yeah, it's good. That's a good one.
Yeah,
I like that one. So I just attended a seminar, a webinar, whatever you want to call it. It was really good. It was about kind of, you know, us going and working on, you know, our ascension processes on our own and you know, shedding those layers it was actually really good. It was good to hear from, you know, different source, not like source energy, but like a different person that is probably, you know, not in our circle per se.
Yeah.
It was actually really good. And it was talking about the difference between the Fibonacci spiral and then the crystal, KRYSTAL spiral. And it talks about, you know, that timeline split that others have talked about. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Okay, I'm going to file that away.
Yeah.
So it was really good, though.
I think that's interesting stuff, too. I studied that a few years ago, and I always found, like, you know, everybody, because the crystal spiral isn't mentioned anywhere, and I did some art based around it, but, like, everything's Fibonacci, golden mean. But
right.
The interesting thing about that is it never returns to source. So
yeah.
Is that, like, the Fibonacci, the fake spiral versus the crystal spiral? Because
yeah.
It goes back down to zero. So
yeah.
It's like Fibonacci, it's like it gets infinitely close to source, but it never gets back down to zero. So it's like it's like the fake version, right? Or something. I don't know.
It is. Yeah. The Fibonacci. Yeah. And what was really interesting is it's based on 12-strand DNA, not 10-strand.
Mm-hmm.
where you based it on the 12 strand DNA, and wow, it's a magical, it works. It's kind of interesting. It was just it was eye-opening. One thing I took from it was really cool. It talks about consciousness is like a ladder, and it's like just about the time we go through let's say a transition, or we go through a change, and we go through growth, and we're like, aha. And it's like, oh, wait, there's another rung on the ladder. And so, we keep working on ourselves, and we keep plugging in and pressing in and doing the work. And it's like, okay, well, that helps me a little bit, because sometimes, you just kind of want to be done, and it's you're not done. You're always constantly growing, I think, is but internally growing, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. It was really good.
I agree, like, because it's, well, like, and that's the thing, is that everybody, if you have that, it's just another form of destination addiction. Like Eckhart says, it's like a belief in a future heaven creates a present hell. So if you think you're always going to be getting somewhere, that's still outside of the now, you know, like right now
Exactly.
is right now, it this is it, this is
Right.
it's, you know, you're either you know, have like new earth or whatever you want to call it, heaven or hell. It's like mind or heart. It's their frequencies. Are you in the present moment with your spirit, or are you in your mind somewhere else, you know?
Right. And sometimes, there's things that I get a little frustrated with myself, because, I'm wanting to achieve, I'm wanting to obtain, I'm wanting to grow, and I'm wanting to shed. And I get a little frustrated, because it's like, come on, because, like, there'll be something that's happening that I feel like I should be able to handle. And it's like, why can I not? I'll just share. Yeah, I'll just share. Nobody curse my cat, please. Sherman is having some issues.
Did he
And
start drinking again?
he did.
Ah.
He did. He did. He did. But he loves his water, so I'm glad he drinks water. So it's good. So he is having some physical issues, but the light in his eyes is bright. He's active. He eats, he drinks, he plays. He has no communication that I have picked up on that he's ready to go. And I'm like, whenever you're ready, buddy, you let me know, And so part of me, this morning, I cussed at source, you guys. I'm
Oh
confessing.
dear.
I'm like, damn it. Why
There's a
won't you
fiery
help
pit where you're
him?
headed.
I know, right? And I'm like, and then I apologize, and I asked for forgiveness, and I'm very grateful. But anyway, I don't even have to ask for forgiveness. They know my, they probably were up there laughing, like, oh, look, she's got some fire in her. But I'm like, it's frustrating, because I'm not a parent. I don't have children, so I don't understand. I don't comprehend the love that you would have. You would lay down your life for a child, for your child. You would take their place if you could. But that's kind of how I feel with Sherm. I'm like, buddy. I'll take it. I'll carry it. But I've done my commands, and I'm like, so I'm kind of at a crossroads on that one. So I'm like, So I'm a little frustrated, because I feel like I'm not where I should be to be able to help him. So there you go. Sunshine's always real on her show.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
You're welcome. It's
Oh, and you
just
know what
where
you
I'm
said
at.
about another rung in the ladder is that it's like, you know, the destination addiction, and it's like, but then what? If we're eternal and we're creation and we're creators, we're always going to be creating something. So it's part of the adventure. Like I think of that song, "Hey now, don't dream it's over," and so. Don't dream it's over, because if you're sitting there dreaming, oh, I wish this was over, well, then what over meaning what, like just nothing, or like what is the destination? And it's like Alan Watts always said, like life is part of it. And you know, we talked about embracing the dissonance last week or whatever it was, but that's part of it too. It's part of the orchestra, it's part of the dance. Like Alan Watts always said, like the point of the dance is the dance. It's not to get to the end or a certain spot in the floor, and the point of the symphony isn't to get to the end, it's to enjoy the process. Every note along the way makes up part of that, right?
And I and it and it's interesting that you would say that, because I have been, it's like, I thank you for this experience. I would prefer he not be going through this. But thank you for this experience. And how can I help? If he's ready to go, let him go. Let's not go through pain or whatever. I'm gonna let you guys take it for a second. I've got a wee woo like crying in the back. I don't know if she got stuck in something or not, but you guys go ahead and take it. I'll be right back.
All right. Birdie, are you there?
I'm here. I was we were talking about the ladder, and I just sent you guys if you can see it, but I mean that's just a picture showing all the there's two ladders next to each other, and one of them has rungs that you could actually walk up, and the other one they're spread apart. So it's just showing you really can't skip the steps to get to the to get where you want to go. Right, you got the one guy at the bottom, he's only got a few way fewer rungs, but he can't really do it because you're trying to skip steps. So that one's I've had that one in my phone for years. So when she said that, it resonated. And then also, what Sunshine was saying about being a parent, I have three kids, and they do go through things, and during this transition for me. I can't walk around with a safety net all the time. I have to kind of let them fall, and it's really difficult. But to watch, it's very difficult to watch those kind of things, and you want what's best for them. So, I mean, I do understand all of it. It's very hard to, but it's very hard to let go, especially when your heart is in it that deep. But like even with me with alcohol, we've talked about it, addiction, and I would say, oh, I hope, I would watch my son. He would come home like, oh, he's feeling good, I'm like, and then right away, I used to, oh my gosh, I hope he doesn't go down that same road. Well, you know what? He has to learn for himself. It's his path. It's his road. It took me so long to get here. Not saying I don't care, but I worry 90% less than I used to, which is huge. Does that make sense?
Oh, for sure. I like, and you know what? Kudos to being a parent. Like I've never been a parent, and I've never like I'm 42, and it only crossed my mind like a few years ago for the first time, thinking, oh, I'd be, I'd probably be a really cool dad, but I knew deep down inside that I had too much stuff to clear out of myself. I didn't know how to explain it, but like people would ask, like, well, how come you don't not married? How come you don't have kids? And I was like, I'm still working through me. Like, why would I want to bring somebody else? And I didn't know maybe about DNA at the time, or all that stuff, or generational trauma so much. Like, this was just years ago, but I just put it in simple terms that I have to make sense of my world, or the world that I'm creating, or the world that I inherited, however you want to look at it. I have to be cool with that first. And I know that there's some people out there. One person listener wrote to me about how, it's like just showing up and the answers are there for you. But you do, I think you have to be of a certain consciousness level and maturity to have kids, right? And like you said, like now you worry 90% less, but we don't understand the psychic mental energy of worrying or thinking. Like now all the stuff that I've learned, like how psychic mental energy and psychic attack energy and how worrying and things like that could actually create, you could almost create a negative reality for somebody else by worrying about them,
Well, it's true. And now my kids are older, and so am I, of course. Well, I'm aging in reverse. I just put that out there every single time I can. So although I'm aging in reverse and we'll eventually meet in the middle at some point, when I was younger, I mean, honestly, for me and the path that I was on, my kids saved me because, with alcohol and things like that, I wouldn't be able to do it as much because I had children. So it's like I just wasn't getting it. I just couldn't do it myself. But I was emotionally not mature enough. Like it's that, I was still drinking, on the weekends or when I didn't have them or when they were, somewhere else or we were away or something like that. But the guilt, the shame, the I'm a terrible mother, I'm such a bad example, blah, 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 like all of that nonsense. And I was like, and I look back, I'm like, I was like overboard, like the best mom ever, only because my self-esteem was so low. that I overcompensate it thinking, and it's just what it's all mind energy. Like, I don't believe for now. I like, you were just mentioned psychic attacks. Like, they don't exist for me anymore at this, in this moment, at this moment. Like, I can, I'm so different. Just this journey has changed me so much, but it's definitely a lot of different phases, and let the letting go of that, and just being in the moment and being in the now, and support, no judgment is another thing. Don't judge myself, don't judge them. Oh, I want to go to college. No, I don't. Yes, I do. No, I don't. Like, let them find their way. And it's really hard. I just have to shut it. Shut your mouth. And now I just love them. That's all I do. Is all she really can do is just love them. That's it. You can't control anything. You can't control outcomes. You can't control it. You don't like to see them suffer. I have my daughter has terror. Like, I don't want to say it out loud because it does. She's working through it. So I thought, instead of trying to talk to her and try this and try that, all I can do is lead by example. And she's noticing, and I can see changes in her because I don't put any focus on it. If she has, issues or what, I just be me, and all I do is say, well, here, do you want a hug? That's it. I just love her. It's
Just
all I
hold
can do. You
space.
love your way through it, like we talked about before, right?
Hold space in a neutral standpoint. And it's great to, like, because I've had the pleasure and the unique ability over the past few years to heal a lot of stuff with my mom, that I think that's really, you can heal your generational trauma personally, but if you can do it with another person in the generation, the lineage, I think it's much more powerful that way. Because it gives them a chance to clear that stuff too. And but it's difficult. Like, the older generation, they weren't so maybe into what this, they were very religious, or not at
Oh,
all.
yeah.
And so to be have that conscious communication and going through that is really good. And like, for myself, that was a big thing with my parents, like them wanting me to go to university. I wanted to take a year off, so much so that I dropped a grade 13 class so I could just, get a part-time job and then take that one class before I decided where I wanted to go. And then it was this huge thing, like, and it caused all this drama, I was being insincere, and I ended up going to university to please my parents, not because I really wanted to,
Well, exactly. And even my son came to me, and he called me when I was driving to the beach, and we had an hour long conversation about, he's like, I don't know how to, like, I'm being more real. I'm not hiding anything from them. I finally told all three children that I spent my 17th birthday in rehab.
Oh, geez.
I mean, they were shocked because they think I'm perfect. Like, I own a bit, like I've talked about this before. That was a persona. That wasn't the real, raw, authentic me. But I didn't want my children to see me. Like, so they think I'm like Superwoman. And I'm starting to just, I mean, they know it all now. My son's like, Mom, I can't even believe. Like, he thinks it's the greatest. I tell him everything honestly and truly. And I mean, he knows, like, even the music I listen to is cool to him. Like, I'm like, all right, yes, I do listen to some rap. I listen to this. I listen to everything. And, just they couldn't believe it. They were in absolute shock that I was in rehab at 17. And I can't believe I told them, but it felt
Well,
so good.
at
And
least you went. I
well, I
probably
didn't
should
think
have
I had a
went
choice.
for
I was 17. My parents pretty much dropped me off and was like, she needs you.
I probably should have tried that out for 20 years. But
Yeah,
here I am
it
now.
didn't take, took for a little bit, but at 17, it was like, who doesn't drink, but I was a little bit, it was because my whole family, it's the genetics. So they were, it was on their radar, and one was sober and one wasn't, so it was the sober one. So I would call the other one and be like, get me out of here, get me out of here. It was, I mean, come get me. And I played on the heartstrings, like, she put me in this place, I don't belong here. And I did, but yeah, it's like, just stop. I'm not faking anything anymore. I'm me. This is my experience. This is who I am. And all I can do, they love me anyway, and I love them anyway. So
Well,
that's
and
kind of
that
how it is.
being authentic is very important, because if you're not, then your children are comparing, or it's like they're idolizing or comparing you
Yes.
to this unrealistic version. And that's the thing, is that that's, growing up in a small town, everybody swept all their things under the rug, which makes it seem, it's like, okay, well, yeah, you don't have to air your laundry in public all the time, but you have to be honest with your family. Otherwise, you're creating this false thing. Like, it's good to share that you went through, hell. It's because otherwise your kids are going through life thinking there's something wrong with them, because your life's perfect, theirs isn't. They don't, and that's the thing, is then they would be scared to communicate things with you that they went through. So then there's no authentic relationship, because they're fearing. And I had that issue with my parents. I didn't share stuff with them, and until recently, because of fear of being judged or yelled at or looked down upon. So it's like, well, why would I want to share something with you if you're going to just use it against me, or in some way, right? Like, so it's being
Yeah.
authentic is very powerful.
Yeah, and I say things to people. I mean, I had lunch with a friend. We've known each other for 25 years, and we've gone to girls' weekend at the beach, and there's drinking and all kinds of stuff involved. And we're sitting across the table. I actually say it in any setting. I go, "Oh yeah, I've had addiction issues," and they look at me like, "What? I've known you for 25 years." I'm like, "Oh yeah, I am really good at hiding stuff. Like I'm an absolute pro." But I say it in settings. Like I said it to a business owner, one of my larger clients, and I mean, he was like floored that I just say things as a matter of fact, as just as if I'm saying, "Oh, the door looks nice." I say, I just say, "Oh yeah, I've struggled with addiction." And he's like, "Well, you hide it well." I go, "Oh yeah, I know."
And you know what
Sunshine's back.
I used to do the same. Oh, you're back.
I am, but you guys should start your own radio show. I'm enjoying it. Keep going.
Well, I was just going to finish saying to Birdie about being able to hide the addiction too. And that's the thing, is that some people are really good at it. Like, I think I mentioned it before, that like I would be able to, like, people couldn't tell. I just put on a persona, like I'm happy-go-lucky, like smooth talker, and nothing bothers me. Everything rolls off my back, and like I could show up on my motorcycle, already having had six beer, and nobody would know. But that's not
Yeah.
healthy. That's not cool. I'm not proud of it, but that's where I was at,
That's called having a tolerance, Rob. I could drink 14 beers like nothing. Like it
Oh
was not.
yeah, me too. I was,
It's true. Like it is putting on this persona, and the people that have known me for like that's that shedding process. You gotta, when you're climbing that ladder, I can't skip any of this. And now I just own it. And I think actually people are more attracted to me than before because I don't come across as Little Miss Perfect that I thought that I had to be. Like I say stuff and people are like, never know what I'm going to say. And neither do I never know what I'm going to say. It just comes out. And even back in the drinking days, apparently I was very funny and very entertaining as I am now, but I was, remember half of it. And I was like, oh, I was that funny. And so they just like always wanted me to be there. But then it started to become the point where like, am I everybody's entertainment? Like, oh, you're going to postpone the party because I can't come. Like it started to become a job. Like, does that make sense?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Absolutely.
how it was for me too. Like, I was DJing and stuff, so everybody's like, it was just like the persona, like, oh, I'm gonna show up with awesome music and turntables, and like, but now it's just, no. It's totally different.
Yeah, and it does. It becomes like you said, it's all a persona, and it's like it's we feel so crappy about ourselves that we're oh, everybody loves me except me, right? I'm so glad that every single person that meets me loves me because I was a chameleon. It was like, oh, like I could get those people. Like I have a really fun, like colorful life that I have hid. I tell my family, I tell people stories. They're outrageous. Like I can't believe I did that. Like it's just, but it's like mostly being oblivious. Like I just like la la la. Everybody's wonderful, and here I'm like sitting across the table from some guy who's wanted by the U.S. Marshals, and I'm having coffee like it's nothing. And then he gets arrested, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I just sat across. Because I tell my
Like,
son stories. He's like, Mom, you're crazy in a great way. I'm like, yeah, I actually am.
that's really good. I I love what you guys are sharing, and it's resonating with me in different ways. My family, my biological dad did not have an addiction problem, but both of my stepfathers did, and it was alcohol. And so I've always been on the other end of that as the child of that going on. And it was interesting because both stepfathers I bonded to. I when my mom and biological dad divorced, I was only 2 and a half, so I really didn't know him that well. And so the stepfathers are who I bonded with. And so the heartbreak of what you saw going on with the abuse of your mother or whatever, however it happened, mine just happened to be that. Not everybody is abusive when they're an alcoholic, so let me just put that out there. And so that was another side of it. And so whenever I hear of someone that has had that issue, that's one of the things that I had to shed, because it's like, that's judgmental. Not everybody is the same. Even though they may have a challenge with something, overeating, shopping, alcohol, drugs, whatever your go-to hit was, let me put it that way, not everybody is the same or reacts the same or is the same. For instance, Karen, you were saying you were the life of the party. Everybody wanted you there. That was not the experience that I had on the receiving end of, two stepfathers. So, it's a really good conversation that you guys opened up to. I'm going to have to tell Wee Woo thank you. I'm bleeding now because she swiped me.
Oh no.
Oh, that's fine.
Aww.
She's got hypodermic needles for her little claws, and she is fast. She's like cheetah fast. And so she came in here and got on the little platform behind me so I could talk to her while you guys were talking, and I was petting her and everything, and I was kind of playing with her, and of course swipe, and I'm like, oh, okay, well there you go, I'm bleeding, not bad, but anyway, that's the life of being a cat mom. So, but anyway,
Yes.
keep going, because this is really a good conversation, and I think a lot of people need to hear. Just because we are on the radio and we're doing things doesn't mean that we're still not shedding and growing and doing. And I like the conversation. Let's just take it where it wants to go.
Well,
Yeah, I
that's
mean,
it.
it's a beautiful path. Okay, go ahead, Rob.
No, I was just going to say, it's the easiest and toughest work you'll ever do because it's tough to get it's tough to transition, to like you said, shed your old life. Like it's difficult because you're gonna be doubting yourself, like, am I doing, like especially if you break up with somebody that you thought they were the one, and like there's not just the one, like maybe there's twin flames and that changes whatever, however you want to look at it. But just shedding your old life, it's really, really tough work. But then you get to the point where it's, man, this is easy. This, why didn't I do this years ago? So it's like this double-edged sword, like it's the toughest but easiest work you'll ever do, and that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, it's good. Go, Birdie.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do. And Sunshine, what you mentioned too, and you could grow up in a household and with somebody, I've had alcoholic parents as well. And Monday you do something and you get a laugh. You do the same thing on Wednesday and you get smacked. It's like, okay. And as a kid, then you start to learn, and that's where the persona comes in. I have to be everything to everybody. I have to be, this way. I could be, maybe rougher around the edges in a certain crowd that, the area I'm from. I could probably turn that accent on pretty quick still.
Please do.
I
We
can.
won't
I mean,
understand a word you say, but do it.
I was like, I was away, and it doesn't really matter. Everybody kind of has an idea where I'm from. And I was at the beach, and I wasn't in the air, in this area. And there was this southern person that was sitting at the counter, and I was at breakfast, and we were just having a really good conversation and just chit-chatting away, drinking our coffee. And he says, "Well, where are you from?" And Rob, you'll understand this. I have a certain hockey team tattoo on my ankle.
It
So
goes with her,
anyway,
it kind of goes with her nickname. Anyway, keep going.
And so I was, you could see it. So I was sitting there, and the guy says to me, I told him where I'm from, and he turns right around. He goes, "You hide it well." I'm like, "Ah." He starts like, "Say this word, say that word." And I just kind of, we were joking around, but
Right.
just to be authentic and to just be funny
Yes.
and just have fun, but to not worry, okay, if I say this, is this person's not going to like it. I mean, that's why I was so good in business, because I could be everything to everybody. If this
Yeah.
person is a Democrat, I can be a Democrat. If this person's a Republican, I could be a Republican. Not even act like that, but just not let them know anything. And everybody thought that I was everything. And then they
Right.
made their assumptions, and I just let them think what they wanted.
Right. Right.
It's that
That's
like it
really
was
good.
just kind of, and now I'm just me. And if they don't like it, then there's the door. I mean, I'm firing clients, and it's so fun. It's like, you know what? I don't really like you. I don't want to do business with
Bye-bye.
you. I don't really care. Like it, the money doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah.
If the energy, I want to deal with people who are an energy match. Like,
Yes.
I just can't, I don't want to be inauthentic anymore. And if someone call, mean to one of like someone that works in my office, you gotta go. Don't be
Yeah.
mean to people. Like, if you're
No.
nice to me because I'm the owner, and you're mean to
Rude.
somebody else because they're not, then I'm inviting you to leave and go somewhere else. And people are just shocked. Oh, I'm really
Yeah.
sorry. Can I stay? I mean, it's so crazy that I'm like a business owner telling them to go, hit the pike. Get out. I know we're going in different directions, but the old me
Yeah.
would just be that people pleaser.
Same.
Just allow
Same.
terrible treatment, allow bad behavior, because I didn't love myself. So, you mentioned twin flames. I don't think, in my opinion, who can really truly find a twin flame until you do the inner work first? You got to put your inner self back together and really know who you are in your heart, in your light, not the external you, the internal you.
Yeah, that's
And
good.
that's all of us have to do that.
That's good.
Yeah, and you can't do it, and it's like, I don't want to say isolation per se, but I guess that's the way you got to do it. Like, I had to do that to myself, and it was really tough, you know. Like, I had to say no to certain friends, and then also I just had to, you know, it breaks my heart because one of my friends ended up passing away, and like the last few times he reached out to me, I never responded, and it's not because, it's just because we were at different places, and I just didn't even have the capacity to say, no, I don't want to hang out, or no, I'm going through a tough time, or I don't want to do that anymore. Not that I don't want to see you, but it was just like, I can't even reply to this person. And they're like sending me messages there, you know, is everything okay? How could, I haven't heard from you. Like, and I didn't have the capacity to even say that. And we were like best friends, you know, at one point. And it was, that was the toughest thing on me. It's like, what am I doing with my life? Like, and but I had to let it all go. I had to isolate. I had to start figuring out what was underneath all the facade, you know? That's
Yeah, and
really,
stop
really good.
shoulding yourself. I should this, I should that. I really should reach out. These kind of things are happening with me now. Like some of the friends that I've separated from, and it wasn't like there was a big falling out. It was like I'm going on this journey. You all think I'm a little bit nuts, and that's okay. But we sort of separate it, and then someone else had let me know that this, they have health issues, and then I get in my head again for a second where I'm like, do I have to reach out? Like, what do I do? Like, why we haven't spoken in 6 months? Do I open this up? Is it cruel? Is it mean? And then that's the inner work, not
Right.
asking people's opinions. Do I call them? Do I reach out? Do I get them, a gift card? Do I make them a casserole? Like, those kind of things. And it's like true, because the old me would have been, I keep referring to it, but I'm just so different that anybody that was going through anything in their life, I think Sunshine gets it. Like, as far as how, like, we talk more, Rob, not that you don't get it, but I'm saying, like, she, her and I get the pleasure of speaking more often. So she kind of knows if she even said, I need a box of tissues and I can't get them, I would be sending her a box of tissues. Like that was, that's kind of how it is. And I have to
Same.
really learn that it's not my, re not saying responsibility, but it's really not my place to always insert myself into everybody else's trauma situations. Or, and so, this one was tough. I found out that someone was sick and it's aggressive, and but I had to make the decision to just not reach out because I'm not ready. It's not the right thing. We haven't spoken. I finally was able to get through that. So those types of things, it's, and like you said, Rob, it's the inner work. I mean, going off to the beach by myself, I have to do those things because I'm around a lot of people, and I call Jedi training every time.
Yeah.
Like someone will text
Yep.
me, I'll be like, Jedi training in progress. Like I can't really talk to anybody for a week because I have to, it's uncomfortable for me to be alone because I haven't been alone for 30 years, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
Well,
that's
and you know,
really, go ahead.
oh, yeah, no, go ahead, Sunshine.
I was just going to say that's really good. I was going to take it to the beekeeper post on For the People. So go ahead and finish and we'll take it there.
Well, I wanted to share a story about, like, you know, I was kind of the same way, but if there's, you know, like, and it's about not beating yourself up for that, you know, because it's like if there's no such thing as time as space, there's just spirit in now, every now moment. It's like it's really happening now somewhere else. So it's like if you're beating yourself up, you're judging your former self. But that person, I was like that person too, but there was also value in it. And like it's like if you're the, you know, Sunshine mentioned today, anchoring the light, if we're not there, then who is, kind of thing. Because I remember one of my friends, one of my best buddies, he's a super tough guy, like just one of those dudes, like, you know. And one time we were together, and I hadn't seen him in a while because I'd moved away, and he said, "I need to talk to you." And I was like, oh, he never usually says that sort of thing. It's like, you know, tough guy, like we always joke around and we're very open and honest. But and so, and like we stepped outside of, you know, the party, and we went to a different room, and he had like a tear in his eye, and I was like, oh my God, like is everything okay? Like I've never seen this guy like this before. But he's like, I need your opinion on something. And so I'm not going to share what he shared with me, but it was very like it was something that wasn't easy to deal with, let's say. And you know, it had him really disturbed. Like he had tears in his eyes, and he's like, and I'm like, well, why are you asking me what to do? And he said, because I know that you'll tell me the truth. Because everybody else was like, you should go do this, you should get back at them, and you know, like F this and F that. We got, you know. And he said, he's like, because I know that you'll tell me like what I need to hear. I forget exactly what he said, but like the truth or what I need to hear, or you know what I mean. And I was like, I told him, I was like, you need to let it slide. You need to think about your daughter. You need to think about yourself and not your ego or whatever it was, you know. But it was just
That
an
was really
honor
good, Rob.
to me that he like I didn't know that he felt that way about me, you know. Like even though I would always sometimes I put on a persona, I was always like Birdie said, like I didn't mince words. I wasn't afraid to say what people were thinking. And you know, now I don't necessarily blurt out everything that I'm thinking or say, you know, or whatever, but it's good to just to be authentic as much as you can.
And that's a sign of growth for those of us that are on this walk because, you know, we're all in those different rungs on the ladder. And, you know, I may be a couple of rungs below where you are on one thing, but I may be a couple of rungs ahead on another thing. And so that's where, you know, that picture, oh gosh, it was on For the People a long time ago, but where they were climbing the hill and there was a flag on top and there were people that were doing the arm chain, reaching down to help the last person get up.
Yeah.
That's kind of
Yep.
how I see it sometimes on the ladder. It's like, damn it, guys, I'm having a tough time with Sherm. I need some help. I need some people to, you know, bring some source force energy and help me figure out how to, you know, either, you know, we work on the healing or we work on the transition. Either one, whichever one he wants, I'm there, but I'm having a tough time. You know,
Love
that
him. Just love him.
and that's what I'm doing. I do.
Yeah. That's all you can do is just love him.
And that's what I'm doing.
You're doing
whew,
exactly what
and
you're
I'm going
supposed
through a
to
lot of I need some paper towels, Birdie. I'm going through a lot of paper towels.
do. Okay, got you. I'm on it. Next box coming your way.
I'm teasing. But anyway, the beekeeper really spoke to me on For the People dot space. And the shunyata. Oh,
Oh, yeah.
fabulous. Ooh. Anyway, I wanted to get on this because you guys touched on this. I'm going to read a little bit from the beekeeper on For the People dot space. It said, Q, our friend, has also voiced concern about the Galactic Federation, saying the majority of silos within the large galactic empire, parentheses, which is no longer technically in control of this end of the galaxy, close parentheses, are still not fulfilling the support required for planet Earth to be free. And then in red, it says, these are not our saviors, they're our enslavers. And then back in black font, it goes, we are at the point in ascension where hard facts like these must be presented for humanity to gain more discernment. So that's kind of what we're all talking about is People are coming to us because they see the light and they need help discerning. And it goes on and it says, almost everything you've been taught to believe is false. Well, I know how that shifted for me. I know how that felt. And can you imagine how all those people, this is my paradigm, how all those people in church that I went to church with, can you imagine what they're feeling and how they're going to feel when all this it hits the fan? And it goes, there's nothing more powerful than your spirit, capital S. There is nothing as important as your very own capital L light. All you require is your own spirit light. And this is what the Galactic Federation are going to work very hard to make sure you don't remember or believe. Then it goes on in another part of it. It says, we are heading into the main part of the battle between the crumbling satanic dynasty and the rescue team, the Creation Lightship. The crumbling dynasty are shown in Star Wars as the Galactic Empire, known today as the Galactic Federation, who pose with all their might and dwindling power as the good guys. The Creation Lightship is represented by the Jedi Knights, Miss Jedi in training, and their lightships. And it says, if the Galactic, and this is in red, if the Galactic Federation were truly benevolent, they would remove the electronic force screen that electrocutes spirits every time they leave their body to totally wipe all memory. And they would turn off the mind control weaponry and they would stop inviting more negative aliens in to harvest humanity. That has not happened. And it goes back into black font. The main show about to erupt with alien disclosure will bring out many different alien groups. Most, all in capital letters, pining for control through magic tricks and fakery. I love that word, fakery. It's so fun to say. Says, remember, for thousands of years, these satanic galactics seeded this prison planet in such a way that it would be impossible to regain your memory or have the courage to leave or stand up to your enslavers. All capital letters. Or know the difference between true divine light and false light. Red font. With the Jedi here now, humanity has a chance to break free. It's up to each individual to clearly see by making choices with the direction of their own capital S spirit, their only true compass. And then it talks about the White House beehive, and it goes in to talk about when President Trump sent out this video of the new beehive that is like a White House replica, but that's the beehive inside. It's shaped like the White House. This was a massive calm that, quote, President Trump is now the keeper of the beekeepers, end quote. This is capital letters, not to rule them, it's to dissolve them. He's the keeper of the control faction on the planet Earth now, and he's taken the worker bees, which are us, into his loving care to give them a new home to heal and fly free.
Yay.
Yay! So, I just, there's going to be a lot of fakery that comes out. And so that's why we're talking about the different rungs on the ladder and doing your own inner work. And even if you don't know where to start, it's just going within and just commanding your spirit to increase your life force energy to help start breaking away the stuff and to start bringing more life, more force, more energy into your being. To help you discern, because there is going to be fakery. And it's not anything to be afraid of, because as you hear, he's the keeper of the control faction on the planet Earth, and he's taken the worker bees into his loving care to give them a new home to heal and fly free.
And that's really cool. And I've always I think I've mentioned before, like I loved magic as a kid. Like I did magic. I was a magician. I got paid to do it a couple shows when I was when I was younger, and then I kind of it wasn't cool when I was 17,
It's cool.
It was cool at parties, but like anyways, but that's a big part of magic that I really loved was there was a big group of people and certain magicians that worked really hard, even Houdini, I think, to a certain extent, on exposing, a lot of the like fake conjurers or people that were manipulating others, like pretending that they're, contacting people from the afterlife and things like that, right? So there was a big aspect of magic was proving others were faking it or pardon the pun, misdirection. But I think that's really interesting in that some. The amount of magic being like magic tricks and things that we've been fooled and duped with, is almost incomprehensible to people because it's just it's really tough journey to get there. You know, even myself,
Right.
someone who and everybody else, it's a lot to process. You know, it's
Right.
very a lot. Like even myself, like there's times in the past few years when I really started getting into it where it's like, man, this is bananas. Like, what am I doing? And I go for a really long walk, but yeah, it makes sense. You know, like your brain, the human mind doesn't want to, like, because we're so conditioned and so mind controlled, it's like, no, that can't be true, you know? And then, but then you go within, you go into your heart, and you're like, oh man, it is, you know? And so you have to accept it, but it's a lot to process. And I think that that's the good thing about, like Birdie was saying, about being authentic on the journey, to say, to let people know what the heck you actually went through, so that they don't feel crazy and do something silly because they feel, you know, the people around them would think they're crazy or whatever, you know, so they don't do something negative, right?
And I agree with that. One thing I know of, and I can only speak for me, the one main thing that I have battled down here on earth is fear, but it's like kind of a reverser. It's not like fear of like, you know, it's more of a kind of a covert fear, if that makes sense. If that, I don't know. And so when people share their experiences, I have to be careful because it can cause me to take three or four steps back as opposed to jump in and want to go further. So I have to be careful, little ears. There's a song in church, be careful, little ears, what you hear. You know, be careful, little eyes, what you see. You know, that kind of thing. And so I have to be careful what I let in because it frightens me. And then that's like, oh, great, I've got more work to do. Okay, now I've got to work on the fear thing. So that's why on the show, when we share our experiences, we don't get into the deep, dark, and dirty of everything, but we will tell you kind of what's going on. I will tell you what's going on with Sherman, but you know, you guys know I'm having some challenges, some opportunities, I would say. I don't know where I was going with that. But I guess for all of us that are on the show, let me say to the listeners, I'm pretty protective of who I let on the show. No, I'm not pretty. I'm very protective of who I let on the show.
Why'd you let me in then? Jeez.
What am I doing here? I'm a crazy lady.
Well, that's right, because I need crazy ladies on here and I need crazy guys on here because they need to see real. They don't need to see fake, and they don't need to see somebody that knows how to quote the word or quote, you know, quote whatever, but they haven't done the work. And so I'm really protective of what I put out there because I feel a wee bit responsible because, you know, it's, you know, Whiplash Talk and it was, you know, my name put on it. And so it's an honor and such a privilege and so humbling whenever I hear you guys just take it and run because I know that that's what Source needs to put out there. And I know that it's kind of a push-pull. It's kind of a yin-yang. It's kind of a let it flow. Sometimes we might get calls, and I don't feel that we can take the calls. Very rarely do I take calls because I'm sensing where Source is going. And it's not like a dun dun dun, Source says this. It's more of just that inner knowing. Okay, I see where this is going. Okay, let's just work this out. Let's just let it run. You know, give the horses the reins. You know, okay, horse, go. You know, run with it. And so, I just want my listeners to know how so important they are to us because I personally, I don't know about you guys, but I personally, we do life for a reason. I do life for a reason because I can feel them pulling on me. I can feel them yearning for what we're putting out there and what are they saying and where are they and that kind of thing. And so for that, thank you for being authentic and thank you for not pulling punches when you guys share because it does truly, truly make a difference to our listeners. So my love to you both.
Aw, thank
Aww.
you. And you're welcome.
That's how we got there. It just started to happen, didn't it, Rob? It was just like, oh, let's just go there.
It's great. I mean, I had my headphones on, so I didn't hear what you got. So I just laid them on the table, so I didn't hear it until I got back to the computer. But it was beautiful. And I'm gonna shift it a little bit, you guys. That Shunyata that was posted on for the people.space on May 12th. Shunyata is a Sanskrit word for purity and consciousness, and it's a state where inner stillness and silence invite your spirit to return, and with it, divine inner knowing of who you really are.
Yes.
That is what I know, and speaking to my friend Birdie, I know that's the path she's on. And to you, my sister, bravo.
Aww.
And to you, my sweet brother, I know you're on
Yeah.
this trip. I know you're on this too. So I love that quote that Jacob Collier said, thoughts are a few steps away from reality, because we're always having that, a thought come in or a monkey mind situation happen, and we're all like, dang it, why do we have to keep doing, head to heart drop or whatever? Because if you're having thoughts, you're just a few steps away from reality. Get back to your heart center. Get back to your heart center. Get back to your heart center. And I just thought that was such a beautiful quote. And that's really the whole post. That was it. But it was so powerful. And so sometimes, even whenever a thought comes in, AKA Sherman, I just say the word, the Sanskrit word. I just say shunyata, shunyata.
That
Get
sounds
it
like
back.
a swear in a different
I know,
language.
right?
Yeah,
I was like, Sarah, she's using her swear words in a
Yeah,
covert way.
she's
I know.
you. She's
It's
you.
such
You.
it beautifully, right? It's so
Yes,
pretty.
that's a beautiful curse word.
Like tabernacle.
So I just wanted to get those two in there. The for the people,
On fire, right? I
on
mean,
fire.
my gosh.
Asha, my gosh, I cannot wait to. I don't know what dimension I will meet her on, that beautiful spirit, but I will be so excited to interact. It'll be
Yeah, those
amazing.
articles. And
Yeah.
of course, ever since the beekeeper one came out, I see
Yes.
like the, I sent you guys that little thing. Everywhere I go, it's bees. I mean, I guess because we're
Yep.
creators and we see these things. But the one little note I wrote down earlier when you were reading that article is you mentioned, the people in the church. Well, listen, I mean, I went to 12 years of Catholic school. Well, wait, 13 because of
Yeah,
kindergarten. So
right.
kindergarten through 12th grade, I was in
Wow.
Catholic school. So for me to be where I'm at right now is like, and I went to church. I took my kids to church. Like I was all in. I drank the Kool-Aid. Like it didn't resonate with me, but it was like everybody else is. So I guess I have to be like a super Catholic too. And so yes, but it's taken me a lot to get where I am. So it is possible, even if you are in the church. I mean, it's not that some of the stuff isn't beautiful. It's
No.
just I don't do rules anymore. Rob, you get it. Like, but Sachin, you do too. I mean,
Yeah.
I can't stand rules. Don't tell me anything because I grew up with so many rules, but it is possible. I never thought it would have been possible for me to be where I didn't even know this, where I'm at, even existed. It wasn't.
Right.
And so that's where it's like there's hope for everyone who is seeking it. And that's, does that make sense? I mean,
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Rob?
Yeah, no, I just like, the people, I think, so religion is comforting to the mind. It wants, because there again, we're dealing in time. Well, we don't really truly know, or we've forgotten what happens after we die. Well, we're going to go to heaven and Jesus is going to come save us and everything's going to be fine. But that's not, you can't prove that. So it's comforting to the mind, but not to your heart. And so I feel like people stuck in church aren't really being honest with themselves. Because I was honest with myself a long time ago when I was 13, when I decided to leave, saying, this doesn't make sense. I'm tired of the same stories over and over again. I'm tired, it's like mind looping. Every year we're going to Easter, we're listening to the Stations of the Cross, we're doing this, we're singing the same songs. What, like, doesn't anybody not realize that this is Groundhog Day? And so you have to be honest with yourself, saying, like, this is boring. This is annoying at some point. This is crazy. What are we doing here? And just be honest with yourself, and it's okay because we're well. It's like Red Rover, come on over to our side, and it's okay. It's okay. You can take off the water wings, and it's time to swim.
It's interesting. I'm not even watching the time. I should probably be watching the time.
I
It's
think we
tea
have one
goddess going.
minute left.
Thank you.
Yeah, T will let us know for sure, unless he fell asleep at the wheel.
Yeah, we might have bored him with all of
It
our.
does feel like kind of a bumpy ride, this show. I don't know. T, are you there?
Yeah, so that's pretty awesome. Yeah, I know. I don't think any of us. I think I had my cuss word for the day. I said, "Dang it," but yeah, we did good today. We didn't.
Dang
Yeah,
it. Ooh.
we just wondered how much time we have. T, nothing's wrong.
Yeah,
So yeah, I just wanted to tell everybody that. Sorry, T, that doesn't stand up for me. Sorry. I just wanted everybody to know how. Okay. I wanted everybody to know how important it is to do your own work. These next few years, I'm kind of sensing these next few years are big transition times. And it's not to say that, people can't make it afterwards. That's not what I'm saying. But right now the energy is there to assist people, and it'll be there to assist people later too. But maybe the inertia, maybe that's what I'm trying to say. The inertia is here now and it's rolling. And I guess Sunshine's desire would be that we could take everybody with us, to the upper, to the higher
want to
dimensions.
come. That's the thing. Some
Yeah.
people don't want to come along.
They don't. They don't.
And that's hard for loving, helping, people. I want to take every, I can have this major information. Like I have this way. I know I learned all this, and people are like, I mean, they get actually pissed off. Like
Yeah.
have day, like seriously, like,
Yeah.
I have to watch it because it is, I'm learning. It's not my place. They don't want that. They are creating their own reality, and I'm able to watch it and say, this is what they wanted for themselves. And who
Yep.
am I to say that there's something better if they don't want that? And that was really difficult for me. And that's a letting go. And
That's
that's,
very good.
keep your own house in order, so to speak.
Yep.
Who am I? I want to bring everybody along and show them all the things, but I still have, we're always doing inner work. I don't think there's any,
No.
we're always working on ourselves, and that's all we can do is lead by example. And if
Yep.
somebody wants help or wants to come along, then we're here. I mean, we
Right.
are way showers in a way because we're living this. I mean, it's not like you said with the stories. I have to be careful because I will be careful. If somebody wants to hear it, then I'll tell them, but I'm
Right.
not telling people if they don't ask for it.
Right. And I totally agree with you that my heart, like you said, we as loving beings, and as we press in more, that love center, that heart center just grows and grows and grows, and judgment falls away and all of that falls away. And so then you just have this big heart of love that you want to share with everyone. And you just want to gather up all the lost puppies. Kind of like just manifest all the lost puppies, just take them with you. Come on, lost puppies, let's go. But
Yeah.
like you said, they don't want that. However, I will say this, we can still plant seeds, just to use kind of an analogy. We can still plant seeds that will hopefully take root and grow later, and somebody else may come and water that seed. It's kind of a biblical principle, but somebody may come and water that seed and they may still come along. It's just they may not come along on the timeline that we're on. If
Yeah.
that makes sense.
And
Timeline,
that's
that's a bad
okay.
word, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Looks like we have 1 minute. Closing words from the brilliant co-hosts.
I have nothing today.
You're
Yep,
so
it looks
smart.
like we're getting the
We're
hook.
getting the
We
giant
got,
hook.
yeah,
Oh,
we're
the
getting the
giant hook.
giant hook. It's
Well, I
like,
got
get, wait, shut yourself. Shut your
shush.
mouth.
Yeah, shush
Shut your
yourself. All right. Well, we love everybody out there. Thank you for your support. We could not keep this going without you guys. Love you, love you, love you. And we'll see you next week
Thank you,
on
everyone.
BBS
Thank you,
Radio.
BBS.
Bye. Thank you,
Bye.
BBS. Love you. Bye.